What's up, world? I'd like to welcome y'all to a Drug Dealer's Dreams podcast, yo. Shit is real. We got real guests.
Yep.
Informative. Yo, my name G.
I'm Benny Blanco. You know, for those of you who lived it, can relate to it, seen it, heard it, felt it, been through it, it's for you.
Yo, we gonna have real convo, real guests, real just back and forth with me and my guy, man. Sit back, enjoy the ride, man. Drug Dealer's Dreams.
Word. If you're tuning in for gossip, tune out.
All right.
Yo.
What's the word, bro?
We back.
Another episode, Drug Dealer's Dream podcast. I'm G.
Benny.
Back again, man. Blessed to be here.
Definitely, definitely.
A lot of people supporting us right now.
Let's take a moment. Restate that, man. Blessed to be here. Blessed to be here.
Fact. Super blessed to be here, man.
We get a lot of calls. We got to get a lot of bad news calls.
All the time.
Where?
Daily. If we get through a week, it's definitely been a good look not to get a bad call.
Where?
I guess a few things we want to touch on today. We'll probably jump around. What you want to get into, man?
Man, I'm feeling like I got a few things on my mind. I want to touch on a little music. I want to touch on a little moral of the story type situations. You know what I'm saying? Give people a look into the future by studying the past a little bit. And basically based on how things have changed. Like, you know, you get to this age as a man or a woman, I could only assume, but... where you're, it's like, you know, what do they call it? The Monday morning quarterback, where like you're looking back on your life, shit starts to become clear. You get like this level of clarity you ain't had when you was young and dumb.
Facts.
You know, and I know that we're old enough to have real understanding, but we're young enough at the same time to hopefully give the young people some gems. You know what I mean? And I know there's a lot of lost people out there. Just the same way that me and you was lost, but the game has changed.
Facts.
So, you know, the same way we was looking for answers, but there was no platform providing those answers.
Right.
In this age of digital media and putting a camera in front of two motherfuckers like us, you know, it's only right that we give them some gems. You know, we can't tell them what to do step by step, but we can give them some gems, though.
Facts.
Yeah, man, so it's like...
Give some examples, man.
Is, you know, when we was young, you go to college, that's where the guidance stopped. That was like, if you made it to college, you made it, and then shit gonna work itself out for you. Because there were so many older people giving us advice that may have not even went to college. So they looking at their life like, the reason shit might have not worked out was because I didn't go to college or something. You smart, go to college, right? But then times changes, the internet crashes everything and rearranges everything business-wise. And then all of a sudden, you may get out of college. You might be our age and owe wild money from loans, right?
Right.
And you might be looking for a young way to get money. You might be trying to do online marketing or some shit. Or you might be 19 and like, yo, I don't want to do the old school college shit. Yeah. I want to go a different way. I want empowerment. I want to get money. You know what I mean?
Right.
So like, rewind, you know. And remember when we were that age, if you was that age now, how would you go about it?
It's, you know, with the whole social media and the internet, it's different. You know what I'm saying? Some people look at it as good, some people look at it as bad. I look at it as great because you can touch the people instantly. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But it's bad in a way because you don't know work because you're just pressing buttons. And before, you had to put your feet to the pavement and go get it. You know what I'm saying? And earn the value of a dollar. You know what I mean? And learn the value of a dollar. So I think that's what's lost. I was telling my son recently, who here, shout out Nye, it's about work, man. You know what I'm saying? And it get lost I can't even say in this generation, but I, because some of these kids do know how to work, but you gotta put in that grind, man. It's I hate to say it because we hear like we just, it's just a whole big deal, but we do take our time out. I got a family,
right.
You got other prior engagements, yeah. Girl, everything, and we still make sure we get up here. Right. We still call each other and, right. Yo, let's kick some ideas, or, oh, did you send this merch off today? And,
right.
Yo, we got some orders. Like we got a job to do that we're not making money off.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, we're really not making bread off. Like, we in the red. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, it's fun to do. You know what I'm saying? Right. It's hard work, but it don't feel like work.
And it provides purpose. You know, for anybody.
You got to have direction. Like anybody that's in the street don't want to be in the street unless you're a fucking idiot. You know what I'm saying? Right. Everybody want money. Obviously, that's the goal, right? But you get clouded once you get in the game and do stupid shit. So it's like, all right. I'm in the game. I want to make enough so I can do this. Whether it's 5,000, 10,000, 100,000, whatever it is.
Mm.
Whenever you get to that number, it's not enough.
It's never enough. And it takes longer.
100%. Than you think. Yes, yes.
Pitfalls. I want money like Cosby.
Who wouldn't?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, that's why when you get into that, that's why so many people, it's not a get in, get out. You know what I'm saying? You got to bump your head a few times. It's robbery. It's getting locked up. It's your close man stealing your stash. It's all of the bullshit. So the thing is all right, say you trapped in and you got a dream. I don't care what you want to be. You want a clothing line. You want to sing. You want to be a producer. You want to rap. You have to... Because I ain't about to tell nobody, don't hustle. Who am I? I'm a hypocrite, right?
Right.
But I can tell you, don't be me. You know what I'm saying? Because
right.
I'm a fucking idiot. You know what I'm saying? Because of the reason that don't lose sight of your dream. You know what I'm saying? Like as many things you want to do, as many things I wanted to do, right?
Right.
And you think, well, why would I go do some shit that don't make no bread when I'm making all this money over here, right?
Right.
And it's been a long time for me to understand that I understand now, because that road is short. You know what I'm saying? And this ain't work to me. Like, if I could get paid for talking to my homie about shit we would talk about anyway.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Hell yeah, I'm going to do it. It might take me 2 years to get the shit off the ground. Right. I don't know. But I'd rather do it. You know what I'm saying? You could be spending some of this time somewhere else getting some money, but it's some type of fulfillment. You got to understand that I want my kids, I want my little brothers to be better than I am. You know what I'm saying? We talked a previous episode about my little brother who's got a life sentence.
Right.
That could have been me. You know what I'm saying? Probably should have been me.
Definitely.
But God had a bigger purpose for me. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, and I can't see him go through that and do no dumb shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So sometimes y'all got to use certain obstacles that's coming in your life is God giving you a sign. It's bad that somebody else have to go through what they're going through. But you got to learn from their mistakes.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Or you will be that mistake.
Right.
I think that's a big thing, man, with a lot that's going on. And it's harder to chase your dream than it is to quit or whatever. You know what I'm saying? But
it's hot as shit.
Facts. You sweating like I'm a glistening. Stock Irish pig.
I'm glistening. I know the lights is on, the camera's on. I don't want to be... glistening on yeah. camera, bro.
But I just think
the Henny don't help.
I just think it's man, it's probably so cliche that somebody say, oh yeah, just go chase your dream. But you really gotta find something that you like to do and figure out a way that you can make it happen.
But see, it's that first step. That's yeah. the hardest. You know, the easiest questions are the hardest. When if somebody really sits you down and you value the opinion, they look you in the face and they say, what do you want to do? Mm-hmm. I know dudes that's 45 that can't answer that question. Facts. And but a lot of it, in defense, a lot of it isn't their fault. A lot of it is the lack of exposure. So if you don't know what a fucking, say somebody sitting there scrolling some job board, right? They looking at a job board trying to fix their life, right? Mm-hmm. This shit can go, they could wake up and be super motivated, like, yo, I'm gonna change my life, I'm getting a job. And they pull up some job board, and then the first job they see is a regional manager of distribution logistics coordinator. Like, you don't know if you wanna fucking be that, because you don't know what that is. Right. You know what I'm saying? So I think the gem to it all is the first step. Because once you decide what you want, we live in the age of information. You can find out how to get it. Right. You just have to find out what you want first. So, but we also in the times that we live in, everyone wants to speed the process of up of everything. So it's like, fuck that stage. I just want to get money. You know what I'm saying? Wow. And then that's when the confusion starts, and that's when you do dumb shit.
Because you have no way to get money.
Right. And so you,
it ain't gonna rain out the sky.
What's the saying? A man without a plan always gets where he's going.
Hey, listen. You know what I learned a long time ago, and I be motherfucker be laughing at me when I say it, right?
Yeah.
I learned the 12 P's a long time ago. You know what they are?
I have no idea. It's a lot of P's, though.
Piss poor preparation promotes piss poor performance. Piss poor performance promotes pain. Mm. If you fail to plan, you're a fucking dead man. That's basically what it's saying. You a fish out of water.
Where did you learn the 12
yo,
P's?
Yo, listen,
who wrote the 12 P's?
Yo, listen, man. Can't give up all the game. Yeah. Just know yeah. I remember it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And it's real. I live by it. You know what Word. I'm saying? Like I ain't making a move no more without really understanding what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? And if I don't know how to do it, I'm going to figure it out. You know what I'm saying? And it's trial and error. You don't know everything, but you gotta live by that, man. You know what I'm saying? If you just freestyling all the time,
it's not gonna work.
Nah, your raps ain't gonna come out dope. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you plan and you can rewrite them and restructure them, that's just basically in life. You can get your best verse. So that's how I try to roll in life. You know what I mean? It's plan, perform well, and get good results. You know what I mean?
Like, what you think? How you think we've performed with that, with this podcast?
I'm going to keep it real. The podcast is dope. I ain't just tooting my own horn. Right. But I'm going to say, I say that to say, because sometimes somebody else might have wanted to do a podcast. They went to school to be a journalist and all this stuff, and like, no, I got to get one more year of school, and they do all of that, and it don't work. I'm not saying we're the illest speakers or the illest, right. Like, but what I'm saying, the feeling is just different. You know what I'm saying? Because we coming from an actual, real place. We don't have a chart that we're going by, and oh, this is what the people from ages 18 to 34 want to listen to,
right?
Or some, we just talking, and whoever feel us, I think gonna gravitate toward us.
I'm about to reference a Nas record.
Okay.
Find Your Wealth.
Mm-hmm.
One of the best records ever that wasn't considered the best record.
Talk to right?
Yo, I'm be honest. If you're from the age 19 to 59 and you're fucked up, listen to that memorize the chorus and recite it to yourself.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
How would it go? Tell us.
Look way deep inside yourself, discover the diamond inside, find your wealth.
Okay.
And once you get it, you got to live it to live it. Never want to see you with it. Fuck them, though. That's it. You know, and it's like, yo, like this podcast, I always, no matter how we state it or no matter how much we talk, it's never going to be more powerful than the example we set from action, right?
Sure.
So we tell people all this shit and it's easy to talk, right? But they see us doing it, which is really going to be the powerful thing for the hard-headed motherfuckers, right? Sure. And as they see it progress, they'll say, damn, right? Mm-hmm. They did follow a dream. And it's never too late to dream. It's never too late to dream, right? So as they see us progress, hopefully, you know what I'm saying, they'll get that motivation and go. See, the thing is, the end looks so pretty. The end looks so pretty, so you can't take your eyes off it. And the beginning's so ugly, you don't even want to look at it. You know what I'm saying? Sure. But it's that beginning where it all starts. And take some time, man. You know, in the world of picking up your phone every 10 seconds, in the world of your girl or your kid stressing you out, in the world of a shitty job, you take 10 minutes. Take a day to sit in silence, man, and think. You know what I'm saying? And figure out what's going on inside. Like, yo, this podcast came from an ugly place. This didn't come from a beautiful place. This didn't come from a bag of money getting dropped on our front steps.
Tell them.
This literally came from, how come real shit? This is real shit. This shit came from, it came from being left out. It came from a society, from graduating, from doing a lot of shit that was feeble-minded, very aggressive, very determined, but it came from a lack of opportunities. Like we talked about when we first came to Atlanta, it was like, holy shit, we could have been doing other shit.
Fact.
Right? But where we come from, in Syracuse, the options are limited. The ceiling is low. You know what I'm saying? So you can't stand straight up. So when you get to a place where you see all these other opportunities, you start to spread your wings and you start to figure other things out. But in the midst of that, you got to realize you're getting smaller. A lot of people will run home.
Yeah.
No matter where you come from, if you move to a place with more opportunities, you get smaller. That pride you come with of who you are in your hood or who you are on your street. All that shit goes away.
You come here, nobody will know who the hell you are.
Yeah, wipe clean. I wanted to run back to that shit mad times.
Let's go.
I would
remember.
Yeah, I would come into situations where I might do something and somebody might do some funny style shit. Because these motherfuckers only knew, right? Yeah. But they don't know. It's your job to make them know again.
Right.
That's your responsibility as a man. So when that happens, you got to really look at your life, man, and realize what your niche is. And the same thing they casting you out for is the same thing that you can end up getting on top for. Mm-hmm. So if you casting me out for my past, how about I make my past my future?
All right.
You see what I'm saying? Drug dealer's dreams. The fact that we sitting, that's why I asked you to repeat that we blessed to be here today, because the only fact that we sitting here today is because of our past. And our past gives us validity to do this. You can't do this if you didn't have our past. And that's just that. So, you know, for people who look at us side-eyed when we wear the shirts, for the people that have been buying the shirts, thank you very much, too. This month has been the best month we've ever had online. DrugDealersDreams.com.
Fact.
Buy everything.
All that.
It's validation, bro. It's really, really validation for our life and our journey and our upbringing to win. You know what I'm saying? It's a validation as the character of a human being that you are. And for anybody, look at what they holding you back for if you lost in your whole thought process. Look for the one reason you're not getting ahead and look how you could capitalize off that. Mm. What do they say? You talk too street at an interview? What do they say? You know, you don't want to fucking, I don't know, shave your whole face to get a bullshit job?
Facts.
Like, you know, figure it out.
You know what it is too? It's like, also, whatever your initial dream is, not saying you should kill your dream, but what I'm saying, if it's been going a long time, chase another dream. You can't just have one. You need to have a top three.
Right.
People don't know, if you watch this, people who know us would know that you were once a rapper.
I tried to rap for like 20 fucking years.
Didn't work.
You know what I'm saying? It worked in certain personal ways, but never monetarily.
Right.
I never got rich.
So right. You didn't make any money.
No.
At all. Let's not say rich.
Right.
You didn't make no money.
I lost money.
But what I'm saying is, look how crazy life worked. You still in front of a mic.
I'm still in the studio.
You know what I'm saying? You still in the studio. Like sometimes life throw you a curveball and you make the most of it.
Right.
So I think that is all I'm saying is just it's all about trying. I see many motherfuckers be like, oh man, I want to do this. Oh, it ain't a plan till you write it on paper and da 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 da. And I got this big board.
Right,
not saying board. That's wrong. It works for some people. But at the end of the day, you gotta jump off the fucking bridge, bro. And try something. Yo, listen, when we started this podcast, we didn't know what we wanted to do.
Mm-mm.
We just have access to a studio and we said, you know what? This is what we're gonna do. We're gonna be the bridge from. Like, we right in the middle, which is so dope.
Right.
That the fact that we ain't old school dudes hating on the young dudes, and we not too old to be an old school nigga. We right in the middle. I fuck with all the young shit.
Right.
I can't say all the young shit, but I don't fuck with all the old shit either. Hell, I'm right in the middle.
So, a lot of old shit became whack now.
So I want to hear Hov, right. And I want to hear Lil Baby.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, right. Like super facts. You know what I'm saying?
I might have days where I listen to more Lil Baby than Hov.
All day.
100%.
All day. I might have Amigos playlist.
Baby. Like 444, I be listening to it like I already knew that.
Yeah.
And then Lil Baby, I be learning shit because I don't know what the young people are doing.
Yeah,
and facts. Now, and to take them on, so I guess while you was just talking, how I'm dancing around shit, straight to the point, man, it's about self-discovery, right? Self-discovery, okay. Man. And if you still lost, just stay tuned, because sooner or later, the light bulb will go off. Sooner or later. Think about what you're consuming your fucking head with. Look at what's out here, man. We had to get... We come from a generation, I never forget this. I gotta give props to who said this. I know you gonna clown me after the joint, B, about old obscure rap quotes. Right. You know, this is what I do. I might be trademarking this tonight. This okay. Might end up being my thing.
Okay.
Tragedy Kadafi, one of the most underrated rappers of all time. He said, in order to be a gangster, you gotta die two ways, socially and physically, okay. Right? That was the code back then. You know, if you was living that in the 90s, early 2000s, you shoot a video in the hood, none of the real ones gonna get in the video. No one wants to be on camera. You know what I'm saying?
Super fast.
So,
yo, hold on. I'm,
go ahead. This is what I'm saying. So now, it's completely reversed. It's completely reversed.
Okay.
These young people gotta be visual if they chase their dream. You gotta be visual, right? Unless you think of some super scheme that I don't know about, but you gotta be visual because the opportunity's there, the platform's there, mm-hmm. Right? And that's an opportunity, but at the same time, it's oversaturated because everyone can be out there at the touch of a button.
Okay.
So it's like this shit right here is a living, breathing example of what's possible. And that's why you got to choose to tune in, because you're going to see it, and then you're going to see yourself, and you're going to see yourself in us, and then you're going to prove yourself in the process. And that's it.
And the reason why the podcast works is because we not the illest. We're not about to act like we the illest niggas, but most people and us in the world coming up are the same. So you can actually relate to what we're talking about. Right. You can tell we done been through some shit, right? So you more liable to listen to people like us because you could feel like we live next door 100%. Than to somebody just on the TV in the suit trying to tell you what to do.
You already know me.
I'm your neighbor.
Right. You already know
facts.
Me, man.
I lived upstairs from you in 5C. So that's the difference. You 100%. Know what I'm saying?
You're going to watch it and you're going to be like, yo, so-and-so remind me of so-and-so. Because it's real. It's the same conversation you have with your man. You know what I'm saying? When you used to call my mom's crib,
fact.
Same conversations we had.
Yeah. No, real shit.
Which brings me to, yo, the way that I stay in tune, you know, with not only talking in real conversations, but I stay in tune with the youth, you know, obviously through the music, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so you say that you fuck with a lot of young music.
Fact.
Like who? Who are you fucking with?
I rock with Lil Baby.
Mm-hmm.
Being
in Atlanta, do you feel the QC movement? Do you feel it like a death row or something shit?
I'm not gonna jump out there like that.
What do you feel?
I feel like they the strongest in the city right now, super facts. But death row, that's a big
why do you think they're the strongest?
They got the most artists and they actually putting out good music. Like even if you don't like Lil Yachty, he's doing him and getting money. See, that's the difference. I'm not gonna hate on a young boy. Right, I'm not putting a Lil Yachty joint in my stereo.
Right.
But it's a difference for me just judging him, because when I was young, our parents used to say the music we listened to was bullshit because mm-hmm. they didn't understand. You know what I'm saying? So I might not understand his lane, you know what I'm saying, but at the end of the day, QC got a lot of people popping, you know what I'm saying. I rock with them, you know what I'm saying, and I like the interviews that they started to do as of late, Coach K and P. You could tell P was a official street nigga. He's us. You know what I'm saying? Right. I can't say how much money he had or not, but he's us, right?
Right.
So I respect the fact I watched the Rap Radar podcast. Shout out to them. He said he called Coach K, like, man, help me get out the street. Word. I got the studio. That's the difference.
Nah, but that's super specific what you just said, yo.
Right.
It could be that. It could only be that. You could know 100% that that's what you want.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't, you don't have to say, yo, I want to be a market analysis person. You can say, I just want to get the fuck out the street. Yeah. And then you can really look at your life and see, who can I call?
I'm willing to do anything I can to get me out of
it. It can be that, your self-discovery mission can be that easy. And, it can be that easy.
And some people, out of P's desperation, he made that call. Mm. Some people don't make that call.
Yo, desperation is so dangerous.
For real. Because
keep it real.
He facts. Because you could do one or two things. He could have called the plug. Mm-hmm. Or he actually called Coach K. He on the studio. Exactly.
That's real.
And
that's
know what real. Happened? Coach K said, listen, man, I got these new three dudes. They called Amigos. There wasn't nobody then. Mm-hmm. You got this studio, man. Go ahead and manage them. Gucci got him. Right. He happened to know Gucci. He didn't know those dudes was about to be out of here, but he made that call, bro. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes, you know what it is too? People don't want to swallow their pride. Pride is the biggest killer. Pride send niggas to jail. Yep. Pride make you broke. Sometimes you got to swallow your pride and ask for some help.
Pride will make you leave like a 20-year-long friendship or relationship over pride.
Listen,
you lose,
bro,
a lot.
Keep
you
it a buck. A I don't know how much money P had, but
right.
Obviously a street dude. He probably had more money than Coach K at the time.
Probably.
Coach K didn't have no record label or nothing at the time. He managed an artist, right?
Right.
But
and for Coach K to take that phone call,
it means
he probably had more money than Coach K.
Yeah,
real
facts. Yo, let's put this together.
Right.
Now you got a label that's 50-50.
I'm not going to put it together with you unless you got some money. Yeah.
We got a label that I'm splitting this with you. You obviously got a lot more power than I probably could. We yin and yang. We probably can come together and get it right. So I think that's what the people got to see, because Coach K name was lit. You heard Jeezy. You heard Gucci.
Right.
He's managing. But he'll take a call from the street nigga and give him his artist.
Right, right. Which is
come on, bro.
Which
you
is
know what I'm saying?
But that comes from a
it's
decisive.
It's deeper than rap.
Yo, you ever be with somebody? I, ladies are going to be mad, but this is some real woman shit. All
right.
Not knowing what they want to order at the restaurant.
First of all, chicks don't know what they want to eat, period. When you say...
They don't know where they
want to
go.
When they say, I'm hungry, they'd be like, where you going? I don't know.
Yeah.
We ain't even going to get into that, because that's a whole podcast episode.
But that shit is a reflection of failure. That's failure. No, real shit. Okay. If you know...
Explain it.
If you know that you need something, but you don't know what the fuck you want. No,
you're
not real
control.
Shit.
No,
this is shit. This is real shit. Like we talking about.
Let's go.
Yo, it's just... a generic, mediocre example of some real shit. It's some real shit.
No, let me explain. Let me explain. The reason why I don't go with that, only because, because now if you ask your boy if you want to eat and he don't tell you, that's different.
Okay.
Because he ain't a man. I'm hungry.
Okay.
Get something to eat. Let's go to Ruth Chris. Let's get some steaks.
Right.
When you ask a woman, she don't know. She just wants you to leave, bro. You know what I'm saying? It's designed for a man to take over.
It could be.
She just letting you know, I'm throwing the fishing rod out there. All right, you bring it in. That's the difference with a woman, because that happens all the time with every woman. They just want
to
be hungry.
I was trying to look at everything even.
Yeah. No. Nah. Don't do that.
Moral of the story. Remember I said it's gonna be moral of the story. Moral of the story is be decisive with anything you do. Keep it real. Indecisiveness, you can lose.
Okay.
Especially if you're coming from a place of desperation. If you indecisive in a place of desperation, you make real, real bad decisions, man.
I'm going with you on that, man. A few things we want to talk about, man. We talking about old to young, because we flipping in that.
Definitely.
Yo, when did you make your transition from wearing big clothes to your slim joints, though?
I'm gonna share a personal story with you, as well as who knows how many listening.
Okay.
If I knew how many was listening, I probably wouldn't say this.
All right.
By the way,
let's go.
So, sweatsuits came back.
Right. Like right. Tech suits, or like, are we going Nike?
I didn't
tech?
Know they were called tech suits yet.
Okay.
All right. I just knew sweatsuits came
back. You just knew they were slim at the ankle.
And I like sneakers, and shit was different. Shit was changing.
All right.
Right? I come from the era of Nautica sweatsuits.
Okay.
Touching back on QC, I thought the Yachty Nautica deal was just like, might be the deal of the year.
Okay.
Real shit. I don't know the details, but that was a dope deal.
He was on a Forbes for like $11 million.
All you got to do is walk into Nautica and say, pay me $1 million, and tell them, go back to the boat. That's all you got to do.
Okay.
And then it's over. Right. And stop making fleece sweatsuits. Just make a sweatsuit, and then you're back. But Yachty can throw me 20% for that advice off the rip. Yeah. But yo, I walk in to Foot Locker.
Okay.
And I'm like, yo, I need a sweatsuit. Mm-hmm. One of these cool sweatsuits that motherfuckers wear.
Yeah.
And I hate, as a man, I'm a man's man, bro. I don't want to try anything on. I know my size. I don't want to fucking walk into a dressing room and try anything on.
Not in the new era. Not in the transition era.
This is the day I learned that.
Yeah, you can't.
This is the day I learned that.
You have to try
it on. Because the dude gave me the sweats, and I held them up, and I was like, them shits don't look like I wear them.
Right.
So I went, I'm like, yo, I need to go in the dressing room. He even looked at me like, you sure you want to go in the dressing room?
Some fucking sweatpants?
Yeah.
But I'm like, yo, control you old ass.
Yeah, they stretch. Like, what do you mean do they fit? They fucking stretch, right? So I go in the dressing room and I got Tim's on. You know what I'm saying? So go in the dressing room, put the sweatpants on. I just left everything all fucked up in the dressing room and left. Like, I don't even do that shit. I'm like a respectful guy. I bring my shit back out to the worker. I wasn't comfortable. I wasn't comfortable with what I saw. Uh-huh. I wasn't comfortable with seeing my calf outline.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? All I wasn't comfortable with any of that shit.
Like you do mad up downs on the staircase.
I wasn't comfortable with that shit. So,
like you about to practice for the varsity team, hoping you make it. All right, let's go.
Yo, it wasn't a good day at Cumberland Mall, right? So, but, and this goes back to the point to what has become the emphasis of the show is young to older. I broke down like a lot of shit.
Okay.
You know, 6 months later, I bought them sweats.
Whole 6 months.
Yeah, and like I told you on the previous podcast, and I stand by this shit, I go to court and fucking put my hand on the Bible to this shit. I never bought no jeans that say skinny.
Okay.
I might have bought some slims that are just as small as some skinnies.
Okay. But you didn't
but
want
I never
you didn't
bought
want it to
the
say
word
skinny.
Skinny.
I'm with
That's
you.
What
I
I'm
haven't
saying.
Done that.
So as far as that shit goes, I think I'm good.
Okay.
I think I'm good. I'm comfortable.
Uh-huh.
But my newest challenge, real shit, and this is kind of comedic. I know we usually don't touch on light shit, but everybody needs to fucking smile and laugh. Real shit, the last thing at my age that I will not break, and you're fucking with me right now. Like, like you're really part of the problem right now.
All
right.
How is it?
You make me want to send emojis, man. I haven't sent emojis.
The fuck?
Real shit. Okay. I haven't. You know how long it took me to send the LOL?
Mm.
I used to send shit that said like, ha, 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 ha. Remember we was talking about this shit?
Yeah.
Shout out to cameraman.
Yeah.
Yo, we was talking about this shit.
Yeah, fact.
Yo.
Chop.
Shout out. Yo.
Let's go.
Yo, and yo, I'm not emoji ready.
I've definitely fell victim to emojis.
You send me emojis all the time.
Yeah.
I'd be looking like, should I send one back?
I'm gonna throw you the AOK.
My thumb starts shaking.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't know what to do. You'll send me a muscle. I don't know. Come on, man.
100.
And then, yo, listen, man, for all you startup companies, right? Yeah. We run the same Shopify, we run the same IG, we do it as a team. So I'll check the IG or some shit. And there'll be a DM I didn't see. And then I'll see my man response. And I'll be like, oh, he got popping. Like, I saw you yesterday. You sent fireballs. You sent fireballs chased by, like, I was like, yo, I showed my chick. I said, this is why G is the illest on Instagram. He sent fireballs chased by a muscle, chased by a smile. I said, damn, how do I do this?
Yeah, you be slipping, bro.
I'm not. Yo, you I'm not slipping. Anymore.
I be tight at you on the low.
I know.
Because
I
want you
to. I try to step it up. I don't know
I
how to emoji.
I got all these kids.
I don't
you,
speak emoji.
You make me get on there and be on the
emoji.
Bullshit.
I don't speak emoji. Right. Yo, I'm going to be honest.
Yeah.
I sound like I sound old, bro. I'm like, mm-hmm. yo, use your words. Perfect. Like, yo, if my chick beefs with me,
right,
and I send her like four like complete sentences with yeah. subject and predicate, like straight to the point, and she sends me back an emoji, yo, son, I'd be so tight. I hit her back, use your words.
Because she's young.
Younger. I don't want them to think I'm some wild shit.
Yeah.
Younger, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, let's yes, younger. I'm proud of that. Yeah. In the days of the days of what do they call it?
Sexual harassment.
Everybody's Jesus going down. Christ.
Everybody goes.
She's
to
of
jail.
Age.
Yes.
She's just younger than him.
Yeah.
We're old.
Sexual harassment. Everybody would be in prison right now if sexual harassment rules were the same.
Definitely. Every girl
I could file for sexual harassment right now.
Okay.
You never been sexually harassed?
Definitely.
Remember middle school? Shit.
Yo, you out of control.
No, I'm serious. Middle school was sexual harassment. A bitch will back you in a corner, grab your joint, and be like, what, you scared? He's like, yo, I'm not scared, but you're fucking fat.
You're too fat. Yeah. To start that yet.
Yeah,
I've been lying to all my friends. I haven't done that yet.
Man. Hey. I would say some names, but
yeah,
we probably had the same.
We'll get sued. So,
and then she'll hit me on Instagram. She probably got like 18 followers
and 18 kids.
Yeah.
So, my transition, right?
Yeah.
Me and my son was talking about this the other day.
That's dope.
Because the illest part about it was I thought I was slim when I started wearing trues, but trues were big.
They were.
But I was much bigger. So when I hit the trues, I thought Jim Jones and them was on the...
Yeah.
They was talking about Jim Jones like he had skinnies, but he didn't.
I got to keep it real. They get the credit for the start, though.
100%.
Yeah, they get the credit 100%. For the start.
But I thought I was slim.
Me too.
Back when Artful Dodger was popping. Let's bring it...
Right,
let's
right.
talk... That's when my first transition, where Artful Dodger and all of them was popping and trues was popping.
Right, right.
So... I remember my man came home a few years ago, a couple years ago. I gave him all my trues. They were too big.
Right.
But at the time, I thought they were small.
They were good.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So then I shrunk it down a little bit more, and...
I'm ill, bro. When my trues got too big, I cut them shits off and wore shorts, and they were in that year. So I was straight. I was straight.
Yeah, I did.
You can't have no skinny shorts. You can't really... I'm not ready
for
that. No,
I'll never do that.
Yeah.
Shorts aren't devised to be skinny.
Yeah.
Like, shorts should still hit your knee. Like,
100%.
Even
if they're, like, ripped in the
shit string.
That's, yeah, the
just
strings
hangs on.
Hit
yeah.
your kneecap, you
yeah.
out.
Yeah, but when you're showing thigh, I'm not there yet.
I'll never
if they're,
that.
Yeah.
We're not going to break into that.
Yeah.
I might emoji you tomorrow, but I'll never do short shorts.
Yeah. All right, I'm with you.
So you think I should go to emojis on IG? You think it help sales?
Bro, you don't want to seem old, bro. When you're just saying, hey, you look good in our shirt, please spend again. You sound like the old molestation man on the corner.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying?
All the way?
Yeah, you're out of control, bro.
I feel like if I send 10 like heart faces, I look sketchy.
Don't send 10.
What
just
you,
be like,
what you look sent good, four fireballs.
Looking eyes.
You sent four fireballs.
You got to hype them up, though. You know what I'm saying? Yes, that's the dopest shit I've ever seen in our shirt. You
right.
know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm a liar. You know what I'm saying? But you have to hit them with, you know.
Yo, we got some whack pics. So,
don't do that.
For those, No. I'm just going to keep it real. Listen.
We have the dreamers.
This ain't
going
to come out yet. We're going to be
dreamers,
all
right. Right?
This ain't going to come out for a few months. Right. When they hear it, they're going to be like, yeah,
we
he was
foul. We
already
have 50,000
followers.
Foul.
Yeah, we'll be straight. We'll be too popping for foul shit to hurt us.
All right, let's go.
Foul shit helps you when you're popping.
All right, let's go.
Right? So, first of all, before I say this, because we don't want to lose money, thanks for everybody for buying shirts, right?
The shirts is dope.
Right,
so
we had a pop-up shop. right? And this shit is infamous now. I don't know if even G know, but in my crib, it's infamous. Because we came out with some crop tops for the ladies. Yo, when we started the Drug Dealer's Dreams, we had no idea that women would buy our clothes.
We made it for dudes. We made it for dudes off top. We made it for us.
We made it for us. We was like, yo, I'll wear this shit every day. Let's make it.
First of all, we
self-discovery. Shout out to self-discovery.
Right, because we had a whole
nother... Can you see how shit wrap around?
Because we had 996 plus 4.
Right.
And then
we was like, nah, it's too deep.
Let's say a Drug Dealer's Dream.
Let's go all the way. That was your credit. That's your credit.
Let's go. I'll take it.
So you said the shit in the front office. So...
Yeah, we got an office.
We, we sending orders out, right? In the beginning, we used to send free shirts out to certain people who had a lot of followers.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, women started ordering our shit. And we didn't know why. And then we were like, oh, they think they're Drug Dealer's Dreams.
Facts.
Sure.
They are.
Sure. Yeah, sure.
They're Drug Dealer's Dream.
They're part of it. And we overlooked that. We overlooked that, which is our fault.
We dropped the ball, but the fact that we started something, we got a response and we changed our wave because women are 85% of our purchases. Keep it at 100,000.
100%.
Maybe 80-20 because we do have some dudes that
maybe 70-30.
70-30. But they're the majority of the people who buy our shirt.
They buy it.
Right.
Just like music.
Dudes want shit for free. Right. Fuck you, don't hit my phone.
Right, right. Women consume music and then dudes buy it because they know a woman likes it. Right? So the women buying our shit, so it was dope at first. And this month, the reason it's relevant in this conversation, this month was our best month.
We's
and
popping.
All of a sudden, we get mad pics in our DM from chicks with our clothes on. Now, in the past, we would have posted everything. Right?
Right.
We'd be getting some funky pics, bro.
Pics been whack.
Yeah,
pics been whack. And you know what? I be wanting your Blanc post, shorty, she sent the DM of the. But you know, we need our page up to par. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, this new social media shit is real as we enter the world of the young. It's real.
But
it's
not
real.
Everybody's whack. We just don't post everybody, so whoever didn't get picked.
If you're not posting, doesn't mean you're whack. Like, we might not even see it.
Yeah.
Like, we got somebody running that shit. We might not see it.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? But at the same time...
We be getting joints to be like, damn.
What's your line for the crop tops? We had crop tops for sale, which popped, right? We had to do a reorder. Obviously, I know what a crop top is, but it's the middle of winter. We still getting orders for crop tops, so we had to stop. So we had to reorder.
Mm-hmm.
But you said you got to have a what?
What?
You got to have a what? What you say? You said you got to have a what? The body?
You definitely have the body. You definitely have to have...
Nah, just say what you said.
I don't remember what
you said. You got to have the body to wear the crappie. It was the quote of the pop-up shop.
I don't remember that.
It was the quote of the pop-up shop because...
The body to wear the crappie.
Yeah,
that sounds like some shit I would have said.
We had some bad... and that's what's become a running joke in the crib. Like, I get an order for the crop top. Mm-hmm. It makes me look at her joint, her profile.
Okay,
like, are you sure?
Yes.
Are you sure you want this?
Body for the crop. I said that?
Are you sure you want this?
I definitely said that.
That was solid.
That shit sounds like
I want to put it on the page because that was solid. Because if you don't, I'm just being honest with you.
No, I don't. No. I'm not going to put that. We won't put it up because if you don't have the body for the crappie, I want you to cop the toppy. You know what I'm saying?
You
need the money.
Motivation.
You hurting over here.
We gotta pay the cameraman.
Yeah, we gotta buy Hennessy.
Yeah, this shit is lit, man.
Privilege.
Yeah, we gotta go. We gotta go.
But
definitely thanks to the support. I'm gonna keep it completely. Can I keep it transparent? Can I keep it real?
Let's go.
That's what we do.
Let's go.
That's why we work. We make $500 in a month.
I don't want to.
Listen, we make $500 a month off T-shirts, crop tops, and sweatpants.
Okay.
Yo, listen, for those of you starting out, right, understand $500 is better than nothing in a month.
Slow money is for show money better than no money.
Slow motion is better
than no motion.
I bet it be a stack the next month. You know what I'm saying?
Bet it be $10,000 the next month.
That's how you got to go.
That's the difference.
Do you believe in yourself?
That's the difference.
That's it.
And that's how life work. You know what it is, too? It's your circle. Mm-hmm. I tell people all the time. My son's here. I want him to listen to this. You are who you hang around. That shit is the realest fact that I've learned in my life. If you hang with 9 broke niggas, you be the 10th one. You hang with 9 robbers, you're going to be the 10th one. You hang with 9 drug dealing niggas, you're going to be the 10th one. This is the difference. You have to... It's not about do they have money. If you hang around 9 broke, 9 rich niggas, you be the 10th one. But don't get it twisted. It ain't all about money. You have to be around people with ambition. You have to be around people with drive. It's called a team. I learned that late in life because I've been around a bunch of fucking slime balls. Let's keep it a Snapple fat, as they say.
Like
that. That's the difference. Like just because he ain't got bread here don't mean he don't bring something to the table. It's about having the people that line it up. I might need him over here, the cameraman over here, this dude that giving me ideas over here, but we form a circle.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And that's the difference. Just being around somebody you think is cool because I've known him for a long time, that don't mean shit. I've known niggas I know my whole life, and I met niggas a month ago that mean more to me or mean that want to see progress. Me do better than a nigga I know my whole life. Time don't mean nothing. That's the real gem of the joint is.
That's a tough gem to swallow, though.
Yeah, because be like, damn, I know this nigga since second grade. Yeah. We go back. That go back shit don't mean nothing. You look at the back of the situations y'all been through and see if he held you down. Or see when he was rich and you was fucked up, did he hold you down? Or he say, yo, bro, I know you ain't got it, but here this go until you got it. Yo, I know your mom's this sick. Yo, I'm about to come over and console you, bro, because you anything, my dude.
Anything. Oh, you had a child, congratulations. Like, anything that's engaged. I had engaged, a
baby, bro. Right. Was you at my baby shower? That's the difference. Right. You actually got to look at people for who they are. 100%. And that's what I've been going through, too, with people I've known for a long time. They think, G, you up. Let me get this or let me do that. No, bro, when you was up and I wasn't, you didn't do the same for me. You thought I was going to be down this whole time.
Can I stop you right there?
Let's go.
Real quick. We know, especially from the background we come from.
Facts.
Everyone has ups and downs.
Let's go. Right?
We all know you get way more attention when you up. We know that.
Of course.
It's
understandable.
Yeah, that's a rule.
It's understandable.
Life, whatever.
I'm not mad.
You as a man, though, right? Mm-hmm. When you're up, do you kill him with kindness, or do you get revenge?
I always kill him with kindness. You want to know why?
Why?
Because my revenge is that I'm up.
You already got revenge.
I got revenge.
So now I help you.
Picture me rolling. Mm-hmm. Like that's the difference. Like, what? You're not about to trick me off the street.
No, I agree.
You know what I'm saying? So that's the difference. See, listen, this is the difference.
Go ahead.
When you had, listen, from where we from, let's keep it all the way a buck. A motherfucker had 20, 40 grand. You thought he was fucking rich.
He was rich.
A big boy car. He had a chain.
He had an act.
He was going out. He popping bottles.
Right.
He lit, right?
Right.
And you ain't give me nothing. I ain't asked you for nothing because I had pride when I ain't have nothing. That's
you might not even have given me a discount. Like, I was bringing money, but you didn't give me a discount.
So now, when you broke and I'm lit, and it's hundreds of thousands over here.
Right.
Don't think I owe you, bro. Just because we was chilling back then, I didn't ask you for nothing. That's the difference. Like, I'm not mad that you didn't look out for me when you was up, but you can't be mad at me.
No.
Because the rabbit got the gun. That's the difference. It ain't fun with the rabbit got the gun. That's
yeah,
super fat.
You got sayings tonight.
I've been to 12 prison. P's. I've been to prison.
Yeah.
That I get all the sayings. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I earned them.
Word.
That's the difference, and that it was what's going on. Like I tell people all the time, man, it's shit you learned in kindergarten. Treat people as you want to be treated, bro.
The golden rule.
Like what they say, the same
the golden
people
rule.
You see going up, you're gonna see coming going down.
Word.
And that is really what it is. Mm-hmm. Like I don't stunt on niggas. The difference is. I'm doing good. I'm not about to rub it in your face. Oh, you didn't do this for me.
No.
I'm doing good, and I want you to see me doing good and know that you probably could have helped me along the way, but it was probably a blessing that you didn't.
Actions speak louder than words.
You know what I'm saying?
Actions speak louder than words.
Because that it ain't tough love, but just you don't owe me. Just like I don't owe you.
And if I really, you know, there's something you said earlier where time don't mean nothing. You know, I got to disagree a little bit, right? Time means something to me. Time means something.
All right.
So
Because it time, does to you. Because yeah, you be trapped up in that. I don't do that.
Because time, I know over time everybody makes mistakes.
Okay.
Right? I know you know somebody for enough time. Everything you're going through, they're going to go through something similar. Your life, you know, their life, whatever. So if somebody fuck up, I believe in second chances. But at the same time.
Let me stop you there.
Yeah.
I don't. I'm going to keep it a buck. I might give you a second chance, but I don't believe in it. Mm. Because a tiger don't change his stripes, bro. Tiger's a fucking tiger.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like but, if he did it once, he's going to do it
but
again.
But look at yourself, right? This podcast, you don't think that's a change of stripes?
That has nothing to do with what we're talking about. We're talking about treating people a certain way. That's what I can change.
Good job.
I can change how I live because I don't want to go to prison no more. I don't want to hurt my kids no more. I don't want to hurt my girl no more.
Right.
So I'm trying some other shit.
Right.
But I'm always going to treat people the same. Word. I'm still the same person. I truly believe even when I was all the way knee deep in the game, it's an honor amongst thieves, bro. You know what I'm saying? And that's real shit.
Yo,
like
that's,
come on, bro.
That's the realest because that's why... That's the value of the podcast. In the world of cryptocurrency and money and religion and things that only have value based on belief, we have value based on value. You know what I'm saying? And experience is value. Mm-hmm. And you saying what you're saying, it's only validity for the podcast, man. It's like, yo, you earn the right to have a platform. So you give a platform and you say shit that's worth something. And then everybody has to take it in because it's not backed by belief. It's backed by real shit. Right. You know, and when I said I disagree, I agree with what you're saying. But what I was saying was over time, when the good outweighs the bad, there's equity there, right? You want to keep equity in your life, right? Mm-hmm. You don't want to keep liability in your life. You want to keep equity in your life. So if you got something in your life, somebody that creates like 70% good but 30% bad, take them as being human. And if you ill, if you a leader, tap into that 70%. Help them get rid of that 30%.
I'm gonna go with that, right? Let me tell you the difference, right?
Okay.
I got kids. You don't 100%. Have any kids.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah, I might not have time for that 30 if I ain't got no kids.
I got time for that 30, bro.
Word.
I ain't got time for. I might not can sit down with them every day and just say, this is what you need to do. But I need to be focused enough where they don't see no bullshit in my eye behind this bum ass nigga who got 30% of bullshit on
him.
Like that's the Libra in me. That's the scales that I weigh in life. At the end of the day, that 30% that 30% when I'm 21, cool.
Cool. Super cool.
I'm we 30
good.
Plus.
You my man, I take a bullet for you.
We upper 40s.
Yeah.
Upper 30, excuse me. I don't have time for your 30%,
word,
bro.
Word.
I need 99.1. You got 1% of mistake to fuck with me because I really don't need you. However, we've been friends. That friendship shit get old when we got responsibilities. We buying houses. We opening businesses. I don't got time for you to be on no kitty. Oh, he said, she said, I heard what he said about you. Oh, you didn't call me today. Right. Get the fuck out of here. Right. If I don't talk to you for 3 days, you ain't saying, oh, this nigga G on some bullshit. No, I got shit going on.
Right.
And we man enough to understand that because we at the top of the totem pole in our mentality. Nothing to do with bread. Nothing to do with nothing, bro. Just our mind state. That's what I'm saying. It ain't he didn't like our pictures and all that fucking little ass bullshit, bro. We talking about real man, real life shit, bro. My daughter had to go to the hospital.
Right.
Like she had a school project to do. I had to help her or whatever. Right. Right. Yeah. Like it's real shit. I don't, come on, man. Y'all talking about he say, she say, oh, such and such guy, you know, I was touched this on the block and I aired him out. Like, get the fuck out of here. I don't listen to that.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? And we grown, bro. You know what I'm saying?
But you still get those calls, though. You get those calls.
Get the calls all the time.
Right.
But the difference is the reason why, the difference between me and you, like I said before, when I was in the can, y'all ain't trying to help me. Mm-hmm. You want me to feel for this man who couldn't care if I live or died or had food in my commissary, and I might have known him. We went to school together.
Right.
But at the end of the day, he ain't no love been shown, bro. That's the hard break that a nigga have to break. You know what I'm saying? That's the hard time. You know what I'm saying? So that shit is real. You know what I mean? And I'm grown enough to really say I don't give a fuck because a nigga ain't give a fuck about me because I got bigger fish to fry. I got kids. I got business I'm trying to run. I'm trying to set the people up under me, whether it's homies who did good by me, who I might have met a year ago.
Right.
I want to set them up more than a nigga who ain't did shit for me my whole life. You know what I'm saying? Like, real shit. Oh, man. Niggas don't got time for that, bro.
Nah, but real shit, that's a decision you got to make as a man.
I'm dead. You know what I'm there, though.
If you're
I'm
down,
dead with no regrets because... Where? Because I've been in the hole for almost 6 months straight. And no nigga from home, no homie, don't wrote me. But you know who wrote me? A nigga I was locked up with.
Word.
Who fuck with me. Who I met 6 months before.
Right.
He trying to check on me. You know what I'm saying? And that's the difference. Like that's why I don't hold that shit. That shit don't mean nothing to me. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I love the place where I grew up. I love the place where I was raised. It made me the man I am, but it gave me that tough love that motherfucker don't really give a fuck unless you up and you could do something for them. You know what I'm saying? And that's the difference between me because I ain't never asked a nigga for nothing when I was up, down, or in between. You know what I'm saying? Fuck out of here. Let's close this shit, bro.
The moral of the story. What's the moral of the story? Close it with the moral of the story. You want to run?
Yo, what Kiss say? The moral of the story is, listen, if you had them chips that you talked about, you wouldn't be riffing. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't worry about the next man, bro.
Now you quote, see, you now you took my trademark. You quoting the rap joint.
Fuck yeah. It was a mixtape joint. You won't find that on no album.
Yeah.
I'm a hip-hop historian. We might talk about this the next time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, do you, and... Man, just be a good person in the middle, man.
Self-discovery, man. Be a good dude. Discover self. Get it right.
Drug Dealer's Dream Podcast, man.
Every time.
Roll with us or get rolled over, man. Every time. Fall back or fall back. Facts. Out.
One.